From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio on WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, this is ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Let me give you the news of the day, then we'll play you some of the samples of this interview that we had today, 2:15, with George Cardenas. He is the 12th Ward Alderman. He's been running the 12th Ward since 2003. I want to give you some of the headlines, though. Bulls play tonight. They're looking for their third win on this West Coast trip. It's only their fourth game on the trip. It's a five-game road trip in total in Portland tonight. Dame at last check was listed as questionable. The Bulls were a slight underdog we were talking about earlier. Put some money down on that today. Back the Bulls a little bit. The Hawks are taking on the Kraken. The Bears are banged up. Allen Robinson did not practice. Do you have the injury report there? No, Mac.
Mac did not practice. Jackson did not practice. Akeem Hicks did not practice. Allen Robinson did not practice. I think that was the extent of the major injuries.
Yes, as they get set for the Baltimore Ravens. And don't forget, we're going to be out this Friday. We're going to be at Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. We'll be giving away those Bears and Ravens tickets. We hope to see you. You talk. I'm trying to find the Daily Sound here.
Yeah, if you come out, we've actually got a pair of Bears and Ravens tickets for you. We haven't even begun to break down Bears and Ravens yet the way that we like to. But yes, you will have an opportunity to come by Binney's in Vernon Hills, and you can maybe walk away with some football tickets for Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yesterday at about this time, a story broke on the Sun-Times website that said an alderman, the City Council of Chicago, wants to pitch the idea of buying the Bears. They're not for sale, and the city has no money.
Other than that,
it's a fantastic idea. Yeah. And we joked about it for the last half hour of the show yesterday. And then we reached out to the alderman.
This was his plan.
Yeah.
He brought it to the floor today.
Right.
City Council
and Mayor Lightfoot talked about it today, saying that it's not something that she's per se backing, but she is open-minded to it. And she says the negotiations or talks, at least with the Bears, are ongoing. So, and as Waddle, what did you say?
Adios. I said bye bye.
Yeah, you said bye bye.
But I feel now more than ever that the Bears definitely will find themselves in Arlington Heights sooner rather than later.
So we had the alderman on, and we said, "How did today go?"
Well, a lot of people are scratching their heads, to be honest with you, because it hasn't never been proposed. And I tell folks, look, how much have you really gotten into this particular, not just football, but soccer? I'm talking about like soccer, world soccer. You know, this stuff is global nowadays. Now we're putting gaming and sports books in some of these stadiums, and so the game has changed. You don't need a big stadium to make money. What you need is to view the game. You need a way to view the game, and I think that's what's going to be happening later on. Live in gaming, it's going to be a big. It's going to be a big thing. From Korea to Buenos Aires. All the way to Kazakhstan, if you will. But, you know, we got to think ahead. And I know that obviously people say, how are you going to be able to afford $4 billion? Well, first of all, I don't think they're worth $4 billion, okay, to begin with.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I mean, we build a lot of skyscrapers in Chicago. And developers come in, and I always ask, you got $1 billion in your pocket? And I'm like, of course not. Nobody does. But I have an idea, and I'm going to pitch it to some other folks that have money, and we're going to make this thing work because I think I have a phenomenal idea. And that's how it starts, folks. I mean, you know, don't kick something just because it's untenable. You think it might be untenable. Yes, it's a lot of money. But this is a big, big business now. Look, the Bears have gone from a valuation of, I don't know, it was like $350 million. I think it's like 15 years ago. To $3-4 billion, and it's just unheard of. It's crazy. The game has changed. But we know why it hasn't changed. It's our payments that we got still going on, $432 million and still on the clock, to pay those bonds that we did to be able to refurbish Soldiers Field. So, you know, the money is not in the stadiums, per se, for those folks that they get to build them so that they can keep a team. We got to think beyond that. I'm like, why can't we own our own team? And I'm looking for the expansion of new teams, and I'm looking to see what happens with the LA Rams lawsuit, to see what's going to be offered by the NFL. And by the way, we need to change the rules of the NFL. That's an archaic organization if I ever saw one.
I got to tell you that if that was earlier today, if he called and he was just a random caller, we would have cut him off halfway into his point.
We would have always appreciated his enthusiasm.
Yeah,
wonderful guy.
Our show is his show.
Exactly.
Sort of.
But I had a couple things, like, A, how are you going to change the NFL rules as, you know, a city? I also thought that the bonds that he referenced were paid, or there will be paid off eventually by hotel tax, right? Now, if you want to argue that the 10 home games brings in significant revenue through the hotel tax, I thought that's how those bonds were eventually going to be paid off.
But the funny part was, he's like, hey, we still got a good stadium here. Yeah. You don't need a high capacity to... He was saying now that you can make money and so many...
Yeah, what are the gaming things? I don't know what...
He was talking about gambling. Is that what he was saying? That if you do it right, you don't need to draw 80,000 to make money. You can still do business in a 60,000-seat stadium. Was that what he was saying?
I don't get. Those seem to be mutually exclusive conversations. And he also talked about... He's going to talk to some folks who have money. I will guarantee you this. If you do have money, like a lot of money, like you're talking, I got $1 billion and then I want to partner with someone and put in a bid for the Bears. And I show you this proposal staying at Soldier Field, or I show you this potential proposal going to Arlington Heights where you can have a massive economic project. Which one do you think? Like, if you've got $1 billion and you want to lock it into keeping this team on the lakefront, I would question your business acumen when you have another option over here.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
And then we asked Cardenas about, he then veered into, hey, we should buy the Bears. We should talk to people with a lot of money. Don't kick my idea before you know.
Right.
To, hey, we got to change the NFL rules, and then we got to bring a second team to town. So he kind of went on to that. So we followed up and we said, so if the Bears do leave for Arlington Heights, will Chicago try to get a second NFL team?
Why not? I mean, we would have a stadium with no team. Well, how would that look, right? And there's room for expansion. By the way, the Chicago had two teams. I believe the Cardinals were part of this region as well. There used to be two teams. I think we can fit two teams. I think so. But I like to keep the name Chicago Bears, to be honest with you, and I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I'm sure I'll leave it to the lawyers. We want to keep the history, just like the Seattle Supersonics. That they did a phenomenal job in saying, look, we're going to keep all the trophies, we're going to keep all the history of it to see when we get the next team here, and so they can own that, right? We need to do that. We need to kind of keep the continuity. The Bears, the fans, the Bears fans, they obviously deserve that.
Do they really have room for expansion? Like,
well, remember Pro Football Talk. Florio came out with an article recently. He believes that there could be a 40-team league at some point.
I thought he was actually talking about expanding the stadium. I didn't think he was talking about expanding the league.
Oh, yeah. He tweeted out Florio's article a few minutes before he was on with us. He's on to the next now, too. He's not only proposing the city buys the Bears, he's now proposing that the NFL expand to 40 and they bring in another.
Look, again, this is my question. Is this a sentimental thing, or is this truly? And one of the questions I forgot to ask him was, maybe I did, but I don't think we ever got really a sound answer. How much revenue is produced by 10 games?
Yeah,
10 games on the lakefront.
You did ask him.
But I don't think we...
Waddle, there were no sound answers in the interview. There were no sound answers.
This is kind of like a big idea that doesn't have a lot of details attached to it.
It is like a caller just in traffic coming up with a pipe dream and us cutting him off, but instead we gave him 12 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. I can sell you this nonsense over here, floating stadium, or I can sell you this nonsense over here, the city owning the Bears, making the Bears sell them the football team. Which is a more outrageous concept?
The city buying the team. You could build the floating stadium better. I know. Here's Cardenas, one more from him, on how the city will pay for it. Like, brought up the city.
Magic dust.
The city's broke. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Crime's high. You know, there are bills to pay here, and you want to buy the Bears?
Well, let me just say the variations. You always take a premium on something if you really want to buy it. But there's variations of financing schemes. I was just talking about how do you build skyscrapers. Yeah. You got to get folks in to buy in the idea. And you also want to push to be able to change some things within the NFL. I think cities ought to be able to take a shot of owning their teams if they can invest so much money into the public facilities.
But, Alderman, if you're looking for an individual investor to come in and help purchase this, isn't that individual investor going to look to maximize his investment? And what if that individual investor decides the best way to maximize his money is to buy a team that actually is going to own their own stadium in a place like Arlington Heights, where it's going to have 80,000 seats and has access to a number of different revenue-producing streams?
Well, so does here. I just talked about gaming. I mean, here, the fans at Soldiers Field paid for a license, for a seat, a license. And I don't know what the hell that is, but you mean they're buying a ticket, you still got to pay some more? They did. They did pay some more. So there's real mechanisms to sort of raise the revenue. There's different arrangements that could be had. It's not impossible. All I want to say is let's sit down. Let's bring a couple of experts. There's obviously, I think only publicly traded companies, their own teams, or a couple of them, which is a different scheme in terms of the NFL rules, if it allows it or not. But all I'm saying is that, you know, don't shut the door to this thing, because the city has just spent, like I said, $432 million, and all they're getting is adios, amigo, see you later. I'll pay whatever penalty I need to pay, which is nothing, really, to be honest with you. We get to pay the rest of the bonds, and that's unfair to taxpayers and unfair to the fans, to be honest with you. All I'm asking is that let's sit down and figure it out. I was talking to a couple of attorneys and also investors, and there's ways to do it that can follow within the guidelines of the NFL rules. And if we need to tweak some rules, why not? Let's open it up not just to billionaires. Let's open it up to folks, regular folks like you and me, to be able to own something that we love and care about.
They're going to tweak the NFL rules from the outside.
With a scheme.
I got a question for you guys. How much do you like the Bears?
Love them, man.
You
They're
love
in
the
my
Bears?
Blood.
They're on your shirt, right?
Yeah.
They're in your blood. They're in your veins.
Yeah,
I got
Bears
underwear. How long
have
you been a Bears fan?
My whole life, since I was five.
All right, you guys ready to do some crimes?
What?
To keep them here?
No, I'm not ready to do some
crimes. It's scheming. We're going to scheme.
We're going to do some crimes.
Us regular folk, we're going to just put together some schemes and do some crimes. We're going to get an NFL team.
I know,
he didn't mean it that way, but I think he said investment scheme, didn't he?
You said you like the Bears. Apparently not that much, because you don't want to do crimes.
By the way, I still
scheme is defined as make plans, especially in a devious way or with intent to do something illegal or wrong.
Yeah, crimes.
It was a bad word.
Especially for an alderman. But
again, you guys agree that us regular folk need a chance to buy an NFL team? take that, Bezos. You get out of here.
What's Mark Cuban got on me, huh?
Yeah, I think we need a shot to buy an NFL team.
$7 billion?
No. Waddle, but if we scheme, we can put it
it's
together.
It's not really $7 billion. You know, it was
they're just moving things around.
$350 million a few years ago. It's probably a lot less, according to Cardenas.
Again, the Bears are not paying off that bond, aren't they? I mean, it's being paid off.
The city is, or something. They're saying,
but the hotel tax.
That's what I've heard.
It's
I don't know the nuts and bolts of it.
It's going to still be in.
It's driving you crazy, that
part.
Well,
but I mean, he's referencing that the Bears are leaving and not paying their tab.
Or no, that the city still has to pay. The city
was going to have to pay the tab regardless.
This is their out. The Bears have this out. They're contractually only obligated to
$8 million a year.
Yeah.
For the remainder of the lease.
They're mad that the girl's picking up and she's moving out, doing things totally on the up, totally fine, and they're upset and they're trying to go.
Right. The reference is the Bears have sat down, had a great meal, and they've gotten up and they've left and they've not paid their tab. But you were never on the hook for the tab. Somebody else was always getting the bill.
332-3776. What do you think about what the city talked about today? In the middle of all this, with all the issues the city has, this is what they discussed today in city council. 332-3776. We'll get into some Bears and Ravens as well.
Lake County.
Some holiday parody songs as well as we continue to build up for the opening of the contest on Monday. A lot to do. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
All right, let's take some of these calls. A lot of people want to talk about the interview. And you can get the entire interview on the ESPN Chicago app. By the way, a lot of Bulls fans loved the Jeff Van Gundy interview as well, about the love he was giving to the Bulls. And people loved what he had to say about Scottie Pippen. There was some good stuff at the end there. He was the assistant coach on the Knicks when Pippen sat for 1.8 seconds. And he can't believe some of the things Pip has been saying. Greeny addressed that too, saying how sad it is.
Yeah, it is.
Mark is, are you at the library or are you at one of the bars called the library, Mark?
No, I was in a library for one of the contests and I couldn't speak loudly.
Okay.
I've been a Bears fan since Gale Sayers scored 6 touchdowns.
Yep.
And it was at Wrigley. No, the game wasn't at Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. But then their home games were at Wrigley Field. They haven't always played in a place called Soldier Field.
Right.
And the aldermen should really learn where they actually do play now. They don't play at Soldier's Field. I know. There is no place.
People got and very bark. A lot of people, more people called about that during the interview than anything else that he had to say.
That actually made me like it more. It's a true Chicagoan.
And he did not know when the Cardinals left.
When did the Cardinals leave?
1961.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Chicago Southside team, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they played at Comiskey.
Yeah, Mark, yeah, I mean, I think we all agree. Now, the concept doesn't make much sense. It really doesn't.
No.
So,
all right, back to the library, right, Mark?
Yeah, study up, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
All right, see you, buddy. I'm with you. Was the library a bar?
I don't know. What was he talking about the library?
He was on my wife's radio bathroom. Partner once, and he thought you guys would remember by him saying, because he was like, wife. And you guys were like, why are you whispering?
The library. So it was an inside joke he was trying.
Looking at porn. I call my bathroom the library.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, just because I'm going to the library because I go in there to read.
You seem like a drop some kids off at the pool kind of guy, too.
I am that, too. Yeah.
I just can't set up camp anymore like that.
Really?
It's just I got too many things to do. I can't go in for like a whole bit.
What do you mean a whole bit?
Like you're reading. Like
I'm taking my time.
I know, right.
Where do I have to go? Like, my kids take care of themselves now. Back when my kids were your kids' age, like, I'm with you. It was, you'd fly by, take a drop, and keep running.
Yes, that's what I do.
Now I have the luxury of sitting in there for as long as I want until my legs fall asleep.
Do you use a squatty potty? Or are you're just a regular guy? Yeah, no. Squatty potty changed my life.
Did it?
Yes. Yeah, I think it will help you.
I don't think it will solidify things. I don't.
Not solidify.
Yeah.
I don't think there is any solidifying things for you.
Yeah. I think it changes the way that you deliver the goods.
Yes,
but,
right.
Like, I don't think
the delivery process is a little different.
Exactly.
You're coming from a new angle.
You're using the Amazon process.
Hey, Jimmy on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. How's the family, Jimmy?
Oh, they're fantastic. Send the best to your loved ones. This is one of my favorite topics, I have to be honest, and I'm just open with, I don't want to be associated with anybody that wants to stay in Soldier Field. That was one of the most painful interviews, aside from his initial fluff, which was quality.
It was.
It was good. But, listen, the Chicago Park District can't grow grass for the Bears to play on. If we move to Arlington Heights, first off, Arlington Heights is not that far from Chicago. There's a metro line that has 2 stops there. Okay, if they want a lake, they can build a lake on that property, okay? It can be a world-class sports complex. It can be a world-class spectator experience.
Yep.
I just think it's time to move on from 20 years of Green Bay Packer quarterbacks running all over us.
I just think, like,
More than 20.
You know what it is that that's not even a Hail Mary. Like, what we just kind of experience. That's not a Hail Mary to try to keep the team here. That's a nonsensical
approach.
That's
a guy sitting on a bar stool having a few cocktails.
Yeah, and again, I love his passion, but like that's not even We are beyond the point of coming up with a viable way to find common ground for the team and the city. Like, that day is done.
The only thing that Cardenas was right on was at the beginning of the interview with the initial fluff, as he mentioned. He told us that he was a Waddle fan and that he thought that Waddle got screwed by Wanstead, which he is correct on.
I don't know about that. And again, like, if the alderman can come to us with a plot of land that offers the same amenities and the same potential that Arlington Racecourse offers the Bears, then I don't care where you put it.
Right.
I really don't. I don't care about it. It's not because I think I get it.
I'd rather, look, if all things are equal, I'd rather be in the city.
Sure.
I'm cool with that. When I get in it, I go to the United Center, I go to Wrigley Field, I go to Guaranteed Rate. Yeah. I go see my Chicago teams play in Chicago. I'm cool with that. It's not a deal breaker for me when they move. But if things were equal, if it benefits the teams, I'd prefer them to be here.
I agree with you.
Jeff in Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, Sylvia and Wallet?
Everything's good.
All right, so my question is, I just want to add to the ridiculousness. My question to you guys is this. First and foremost, full disclosure, I've gone to the games. I used to get tickets from my father-in-law. You know, he'd be like, hey, you want to go to the games? And after about three of them, I was like, I'd rather stay at home. So I'm all for them moving to Arlington. My question to you is, if the ridiculous of the alderman says that he can keep the Chicago name, especially you, Waddle, he can keep the Chicago name, all the trophies, everything, and somehow the Bears have to move, but they're McCaskey's team, and they got to be called, like, the Grizzly Bears or whatever, which one are you sticking with? Are you sticking with the fact that maybe the Chicago gets another Chicago Bears, and it's a new name? Or are you going, which way are you guys going?
No, I'm going with the original team. Like, I don't believe personally, Jeff, that this is a viable thing. I don't think they're going to have to give up the Chicago Bears name.
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason, in an unbelievable turn of events, I'm still sticking with that group. I'm not sticking with the new team with no history with the same old name.
Do you think, like, San Francisco has the Lombardi trophies and Joe Montana and Jerry Rice's jerseys hanging there because they played at the Stick for all the years?
No.
And now that they're in Santa Clara?
The Stick doesn't exist. Stick that got knocked down.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Candlestick Park.
And here's another thing to that point. I'm like, what would you trust more, the McCaskies or the Chicago City running a franchise football team?
Look, I'm not a George guy. I think he means well, but I'm Team George on this.
Yes, I am as well.
Like, the city has found a way to vault up the Bears a bit here.
So, yeah.
John, thanks.
Okay, that was my question, guys.
Man, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
We call that the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, they don't know how to run a football team, and they're in the football business. But Chicago's in the city business, and I don't know if they know how to run a city.
Yes, I'm with you there as well. And yes, we can point to their ineptitude with regard to their lack of championships and just suggest maybe that they're fortunate that they own the franchise. But fortunate, lucky, whatever you want to call it, that asset has grown to be worth almost $5 billion. And I don't believe that there's any way that this city has any type of option to take that away from them.
Larry in Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Larry?
Hey, first time, long time, guys. I just had a thought that we need to help the alderman out a little bit here. We need to think outside the box. I'm thinking, you know, we bring in Steven Soderbergh, make a sequel to Ocean's 13. We call it Cardenas 15,000 or something along those lines. Because we need some help with the scheming if we're going to figure this out, right?
Good point. Good point.
So, you know, Larry down for crimes. He's in for crimes. We're doing this.
Crimes.
Make sure you bring the nun mask. We're going to go out like it's a town. It's going to be great.
The town is great.
Yes. Oh, now you're
guns,
in for town.
No
you're
guns.
For, now you're
no guns.
What do you mean no guns?
No guns.
You
what do you mean
no guns?
How are we doing crimes?
I don't. We're doing them without guns.
Well, then
they didn't have guns in Ocean's 11.
Then you get to go in first.
Do you know that, right? There were no guns
in Ocean's 11.
I don't think so.
But none of us are Brad Pitt or George Clooney. If I had the piercing eyes
through
of
the
a
glass, mister. Look at the two of us.
If I had the piercing eyes of a Brad Pitt, I wouldn't need guns.
You know what? I look at us, I see Clooney and Pitt right now.
Larry, do we need guns in order to scheme?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm just down for whatever makes our team more competitive. That's all I want, guys.
Larry's in for it. Okay.
We'll wrestle. If we need to exert force, we'll wrestle people.
I'm not wrestling anybody. Now, you have this weird thing about wrestling.
Where you know I don't. It's
time to wrestling. You and Cap should wrestle. Whenever Cap and I get in an argument, you two should wrestle. Like, you have, I think, a fetish for wrestling.
A fetish?
I think so. You suggested quite a bit.
You traffic in the phrase or the word fetish quite a bit. I wouldn't call it a fetish.
You're very into the wrestling.
Well,
these days.
I think men in the old days they settled their differences by fisticuffs.
Well, that's not wrestling, though.
Okay, then box. Would you prefer to box with?
No, I'm not fighting with anybody. No, just a war.
Just
of words.
A good old fashioned bare knuckle fight.
No, I'm in for a good war of words, and then I'm out.
Such a baby.
And then I'm going home. Okay, and
well,
having
like,
a
listen.
Drink.
That's why I suggest it's not an actual punching match. It'll you wrestle. You pin him, you're done. All you got to do is pin him. Get those shoulder blades down on the mat for 3 seconds, and then you're out.
You know, in
you don't
WWE,
have to punch anybody.
The third is always the longest. You think the guy's about to pin, and the referee's got the hand up, and he's about to lower it for the third, and then the next thing you know, he breaks the pin.
You're no Undertaker, brother. We're going to do this legit.
332-3776, if you want to weigh in. The Bear Stadium issue is a good one. The Arlington Heights.
Bye-bye!
The desperate city of Chicago and the alderman in the interview today. And I'm getting a little desperate over something that I need to purchase that I don't think I can afford anymore. It's coming up.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
You know, besides the development of Justin Fields, The probably the most important Bears story of the year has been the move to Arlington Heights or the
potential,
you know, the potential and them agreeing on the price.
Yeah. What is it, like $197 million?
Right.
$195 million?
I'm shocked how long it takes to finalize. They say it's not till the end of 2022, early 2023, before that thing gets finalized.
And why is that?
They got to check a bunch of stuff. I think Abdallah should break it down with his escrowing and bubble bursting.
Yeah.
He knows stuff about property.
The money's in escrow right now, guys. And when it's ready,
percolating.
When it's ready, the timer will go off.
Well,
it's done percolating.
He is right about the escrow part of it. Like when they sign Khalil Mack, they have to put a certain percentage of the contract, the total value of that contract, in escrow.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that Abdallah's right.
No, and then you let the money
percolate. He was not right.
I'm right.
Like, the way it's cut in the promo.
I was right. No.
Yes, the way it sounds in the promo, yes.
I was right.
But he started saying that nonsense while talking about college football.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but he's talking about putting money in escrow. Yeah. I would assume that they do have to put some of that $190 million in escrow. I do believe you would probably be correct. Now, they get the interest that
where does the money grow? Where does the money grow, Waddle? In escrow? It rhymes, bro.
Well, it could, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm.
Percolates to the surface.
So.
Does the money really grow in escrow? It just
grows
interest. For the bank, whoever.
You get interest, don't you?
No, you get the, I would assume.
You get it out, but is it really growing? It's not growing with interest, is it? When I put my money in escrow to pay my taxes, this is not growing.
Where is it invested?
Just sitting there.
Well, maybe you should take that money and put it in a bank account and...
Well, no, you're right about that. I know. But when I finalized my loan, I don't know. I don't trust myself
sometimes.
Listen,
if I'm taking $197 million and I'm pledging it to the purchase of this, some of it's going to have to be, hey, here's our deal. And you put it into an account. And I would assume whatever interest is earned on that money, you get it as well. I mean, that's just the way it works, brother.
Hi, I'm Adam Abdallah. Financial stability, crimes, call me up. 312-332-3776.
You want a scheme? Call Abdallah.
That's where Adam and I, we diverge and go in different directions when the guns are involved.
Well, like, yeah, right.
I just want to wrestle.
No. White collar crimes. White collar crimes, mail fraud, safe prison.
By the way, this also, the Abdallah pie eating challenge on this Reese's peanut butter cup pie that was publicized 2 days ago. I brought it up on the show. They sold out within an hour or two. This is really, it's the size of a real pie, but all it is in essence is an oversized Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
That's all it is. There's nothing
different. 3.25 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
And now that they sold out, there's a secondary market out there. I don't know who's buying that. Like,
There's a secondary market for everything.
Well, but why? Why would someone...
Because there's a market for it.
There are people who are, I guess they are sold, this list of... Darren Revelle tweeted out that on eBay and other sites, like one sold for $520. Another sold for $510.
Supply and demand, brother.
Why would you want
put
to buy...
Put that pie in escrow, right, Adam?
Let it get to 5 pounds.
Yeah.
It's $45 is what it's worth. What do you... Why is it worth extra money?
Supply and demand, bro.
Why is one of those NFTs worth like $10 one day and but $20,000 the next?
You can get this by purchasing several Reese's peanut butter cups. There's no difference in
taste.
Not
the same. Not the same. I can't, come Thanksgiving, I can't set out 100 little cups of Reese's, but I could set out a big ass pie.
You could set out 30.
See, what you should do, though, is take like 100 Reese's, take a pie tin, and then just line
people
the pie
can
tin
make this, yes.
And then stack them on top of each other, throw a little bit of whipped cream on the top.
Couldn't you melt it down?
Yes. You could do a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And like I think the pie business has already mastered this for years, where they have come up with a fresher take on a Reese's peanut butter cup pie.
Okay, explain.
So yeah, Baker Square has
I've told
one,
you
they,
for
yeah.
years, it's like, it tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's fresh. These things don't expire until 2022. Why? Because it's candy.
Of course. Yeah.
I'll eat
this
the whole Baker Square
pie. Could live through a nuclear war.
It's like a Twinkie, right?
It's like a roach. It's called a roach pie.
I'll eat a whole Baker Square Reese's pie as a trade-off.
No.
Oh,
no.
For sure. You will eat a whole, I think that has more calories in it.
I guarantee it's not as heavy.
Oh, I bet you it is.
Come on.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so. I think that's definitely doable. I think just eating a whole pie.
I got to look at it.
He could do that.
I think so.
Look that up.
I'm thinking.
Look at. I don't know if they have it anymore. I don't see it on here.
Check the weight.
Some of these bakeries do.
Check the weight of said pie. Because I know it's been advertised that the Reese's Cup pie is 3.25 pounds.
Like those pies are that heavy.
I don't see it on their website. They just have...
Do we have any pie makers in the house? 332-3776. Danny Zetterman used to live by a place in I want to say Bucktown or Logan. What's the place, the famous pie place?
Oh,
Bang Bang?
Yes.
Yeah. Look on Bang Bang's menu. I bet you they make something like this. Those pies are fantastic. Have you ever had a Bang Bang pie?
What do you think, Waddle?
No. You want a Bang Bang pie, don't
no,
you?
No, I'm good. I'm
you
good.
You
I'm
want
good.
The but you
I'm
want good. You need I'm, the Bang I'm, Bang
I'm,
pie.
I can't eat a lot of Bang Bang pies.
I'm good.
Because it's rich?
No, they use lard.
Okay.
That's my grandfather cooked everything in lard.
A lot of bakeries, a lot of smaller bakeries you got to look at because they use lard in their dough.
Okay, I know a lot about lard. Andy in Lake Geneva, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Andy?
Hey, the Bears need to be considered like a big market team and compare themselves to like Dallas Cowboys. They don't ever play in Dallas. They in the 90s played in Irving, not Dallas.
Yep.
And then Jerry built Jerry's World. Why won't the McMasters take a page out of Jerry's World and rebuild that?
The McMasters.
The who?
McMasters.
Okay. I'm with you, Andy. I think that the family is intending on going to Arlington Heights and building something comparable to JJ's World.
I think Dallas, too, trains in California.
Yeah.
Don't they even have training camp out of state?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They do what's best for the Cowboys. Yeah. Keith and Hyde Park.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them? He's all giddy about his team. Oh, you see who they're playing this weekend?
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Keith?
Hey, Keith.
How's your night going?
I'm a my night going fantastic. I'm a many time caller and an all the time listener.
Hell yeah.
I was out today and I found the perfect place for the Bears to move.
Where?
South suburbs, right where the old Blues Brothers movies was shot. That shopping mall is sitting vacant. The Bears can buy that property. Actually, for little or nothing, the city will probably give the Bears money to take that property, build a stadium there, put the corporate offices over in Dixmoor, Illinois, and bring up the property value out there.
Sounds like a plan.
But, You guys have a great night on purpose.
Thank you, Keith. They've already got a spot.
Yeah, they got their spot.
Yeah.
It's the exact blueprint of what they did in with the Rams.
Right.
Exact blueprint.
Yes.
They could copy them.
Yes.
That's why this is easy.
Yeah.
I love that guy, though, by the way. And have a good night on purpose, guy. Yeah, it makes me laugh every time. Lupe in Old Irving Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Lupe?
They've already got a spot. Yeah, they got
this. Right. Finishing strong today.
Right.
Lupe, 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 Lupe.
It's easy. Yeah, I love that guy, though, by the way. Okay, in Old Irving Park.
He's listening, I think, on HD. It's that much of a delay,
hello?
I think.
Hello?
You know, why
do you know it's a free pie Wednesday at Baker Square, by the way?
What do you mean you get free pie?
Wednesday, the best day of the week. Join us every Wednesday for a free slice of pie.
Hold on, we're talking about free pie here, Lupe.
Hello.
Yeah. Hold on, Lupe.
Hey, wait a second. Yeah. Lupe, you weren't there for us when we wanted you.
Hello?
Wednesday, Lupe, the best day of the week. You know why?
Okay, sorry.
Free slice of pie with a purchase of any entree and a beverage at Baker Square.
Moving out of Chicago, it'll be a great idea.
What? Totally cool with that.
Listening on the radio, and he's reacting to what he's hearing from his speaker.
I'm reacting to what I'm hearing on the radio. So, okay, let me lower that. Let me lower the radio.
When you call the radios, you got to turn the radio down.
But you know, this is the kindness of this show. We're not hanging up on you. Yes. We're giving you an opportunity to reset.
Okay, all right. I'm on the phone now.
Lupe, before you start, are you in for free pie Wednesday at Baker Square?
I'm all in, baby.
Okay, now
just remember, every Wednesday is free slice of pie with an entree and a beverage purchase from 10:30 a.m. until the close.
Okay, so here, check this out.
Okay.
It makes a great idea for the Bears to leave out of Chicago. If the Bears care about their fans, they will leave Chicago immediately because Chicago's crime is out of control. You know, if you listen to what's going on, Chicago, these aldermen, these mayors, they don't, unless someone gets shot, they don't tell you.
Lupe, they spend the majority of their time in Lake Forest. Like, they only come downtown for game day.
Yes, but for the fan safety, if the city can't provide safety, why would you want to come out here? You know why? I don't want to go to a game and then get carjacked or get shot or anything. That defeats the purpose of having a good time.
Lupe, we just wanted some free pie.
Yeah, I want to go to Baker Square.
You're in the vibe, Lupe.
Yeah.
That's all. Great. Well, pie sounds great, but what happens if you're oozing out pie because you got shot because you went to see a game in Chicago?
Lupe, I said to the alderman, with everything going on, with the pandemic, we're still trying to navigate through this. Businesses are closing. You know, there is crime. There is O'Hare expansion. There are on and on a laundry list of things that the city has to do before they worry about purchasing the damn Chicago Bears.
I'm just trying to figure out how much a Baker Square pie weighs.
Okay.
I've spent the last five minutes trying to figure. I've been Googling and I can't figure it out.
Have you looked into the Bang Bang pie?
They don't have a reason.
I have no desire for a... What is a Bang Bang pie?
It's just like the new age type of pie.
It's a pie place.
And it's unbelievable.
Why do they call it Bang Bang pie?
It's the name of the place.
Yes, it's
catchy. I understand that. What is it?
Because you get a lot of bang bang for your pie. Speaking of that, we got to play the commercial too.
Going back.
Yeah, I don't know what they were trying to do with our appearance. Whatever they were trying to do, we didn't hit it. We'll play that for you coming up. 312-332-3776 if you want to react.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football returns to Wrigley Field this fall for the first time since 2010. Join Northwestern Football when they host Purdue in the Wildcats Classic. Powered by CDW and NetApp this Saturday. Tickets on sale now at Cubs.com/football.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
All right, I got a couple of housekeeping items. First of all, don't forget the holiday parody song contest is back, and it will begin on Monday. That's when we will open the doors to the website, ESPNParody.com. ESPNParody.com. The grand prize winner will get $1,000. So you can start entering and sending us your holiday parody songs. I heard Carmen and Yurko, by the way, we have not talked about this. Carmen and Yurko argued today about a song from Elsa. Was it from Elsa? I'm not familiar with all these Disney songs. It's about something about...
It's from Frozen.
Frozen. And it's about building a snowman, right?
Yeah.
And they were arguing.
I don't believe Frozen's a Christmas movie.
That's what holiday the argument movie. Was about. It. I guess Frozen takes place, I didn't know this, in the summertime, and she creates like a winter wonderland.
I don't know.
I would happily still accept it. I mean, I know it's not Christmas or holidays per se.
I don't want to be like Debbie Downer, but it's not like they can win. So make right. whatever song
yeah,
you
they
want.
They can do whatever yeah.
you
want. Whatever yeah.
song you want.
They
you can't
were really
win.
Getting yeah. mad at each yeah. other.
What, they're going to the split day, the $500? They can't win.
At the end of the day, it has to have a holiday theme to it.
It does. But
same reason why Mitchie's Hips Don't Lie so very like easily could have won.
A building a snowman song would not qualify?
No, because it's not a holiday. Song.
Like, I can build a snowman in February.
Okay, all right. That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
So it is a Valentine's Day song? Fine. I don't care.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, on the topic of it.
Still, if Yurko's got a winner, I would like to hear it. And you can enter to ESPNParody.com. That's item number one. Number two, we're going to be out in Vernon Hills on Friday. That's in 2 days from today. We're going to be out at Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. I hear JD's going to join us in person at two. He'll kick off the show live with us, talk some Bears. We have Bears-Ravens tickets. You can stop by for 5 minutes, take a picture with us, pick up some Miller Lite and leave, or you could stay for the whole 4 hours. We'll have seating there and everything.
I think we're going to stay for the full 4 hours.
We will, yes. So that's this Friday, Binney's Beverage Depot, Vernon Hills, brought to you by Miller Lite. Win those Bears-Ravens tickets. We had to record the other day this promo for it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? I don't know what the writers of this commercial were going for. They wanted back to Cali or
that's
something?
That's what I thought. You know, like me, I'm old. That was what my anticipation of it or interpretation was, that it was like one of these, I'm going back to Cali.
So I didn't have context. I didn't have it in front of me to listen. And, of course, I was stuck with this line. I went to the bathroom at 5:30. I got back, and Waddle looked at me like someone died. And he goes, this ain't good. I go, what? What's wrong? He goes, oh, we don't sound good in this promo.
I just said, like, they didn't do us any favors with this, the writing on this one.
So I have not heard this.
This is a bad script. It was a bad, it was a bad episode.
We're going back to Binney's.
This Friday, join me, Sylvie, and Miller Lite, the official beer partner of the Chicago Bears from 2 to 6 at Binney's in Vernon Hills.
Bears, Waddle, and I will get you ready for the big matchup again.
It's normal at that point. Go back to the beginning of it.
We're going back to Binney's.
This Friday, join me, Sylvie, and Miller Lite, the official beer partner.
How's it supposed to
be? I don't know.
We're going back to Binney's.
Are you opening for any acts this summer?
Poor Lynch, it's his birthday.
It's Danny Lynch. It's the Hawkeyes' birthday. I mean, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday to Danny Lynch, one of our great teammates.
He's great, but like, I don't know what he just threw you under the bus and backed up over.
I know what I mean. Do something like that we do.
By the way, we go to Binney's all the time, but it's usually the Binney's on Marcy Street up there in Lincoln Park.
This is the first time we've ever been to the one in
Vernon Hills.
By the way, I have a recipe from Pillsbury here for a...
You're not baking.
Well, my wife maybe would bake it.
If it doesn't weigh 3.4 pounds, it's not acceptable.
You want to hear the ingredients on their Reese's peanut butter pie. This is what goes into it. Tell me if this is good. 800 calories per serving. I don't know how many servings are in it. So you get the refrigerated Pillsbury pie crust. You have that. You have 2.5 cups of heavy whipping cream. You have 8 ounces of cream cheese. You have 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter. You have 1/4 cup of sugar. You have 6 packages of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Only 6?
Well, this is on top of the peanut butter. You're using 1/2 cup of peanut butter as well, and then you have 1/2 cup of 1 tablespoon of hot fudge.
Most pies are 8 to 10 servings.
Okay. I've got a pie.
That's technically more.
The nutritional panel on the Reese's Thanksgiving pie It's 3.4 pounds.
But the calories, the calorie amount in the Pillsbury one is technically more.
It's right about the same. So if it's 8 to 10, it's 800 calories per serving. If it's 8 servings, that's 6,400. And if it's 10 servings, it's 8,000. So it's somewhere between 6,400 and 8,000, which sounds like 7,500.
I'm more locked in, if you got to tell me the weight, I'm more locked into having him have to eat 3.4 pounds of food.
Well, then you're not going to get it because you guys won't spend $500 on a Reese's pie.
You don't know what we can and can't do.
I'm pretty confident that you're not getting the Reese's pie.
You be all confident you want. I mean, but this it's not over till it's over.
Because guess what? The price today might not be the price tomorrow.
It's going to come down.
The price today.
I'll be able to buy one on the black market.
I'm saying my price
cheap.
Might not be the same price I have today. Might not be the price tomorrow.
Then your word is useless. Well, the agreement was made.
Crimes.
I'm
going to call Alderman Cardenas and see if he can get me one of these Reese's peanut butter.
Getting you a Reese's pie.
People are asking you to stop rapping as soon as possible.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
Give it to us again. Where are we going? What are you
We're going back to Beanie's Beanies.
I told you. Was it worth the look I gave you when you came back in?
Yeah, whatever. We've done worse.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Black and Abdallah, thank you to them. They're coming up in 2 short minutes. Thank you to Alderman George Cardenas, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mike Greenberg. Greeny. Yeah, big show tomorrow. We have Barkley on the show, Jeff Garland on the show tomorrow. Some really good stuff. We'll get into some nitty-gritty Bears talk. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday night. Damn it.